That's right. It's time for another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. We invite you to come to our neck of the woods, north central Nebraska, Cherry County, to be exact, Valentine, if you want to narrow it right down. But we have a lot of things to do. 50 things to do are available on visitvalentine.com or .org. How about planning a nice family vacation, a trip down the Niobrara River? You can call people to set up your camper for you. They'll put you in the river. They'll take you out of the river. They'll make sure that you have a good time. You just need to sit back and relax. Do it twice if you're going to be in this neck of the woods. To find out more about that, go to visitvalentine.com.
Mike, here's a thought. If we all threw our problems in a pile and saw everyone else's, we'd grab ours back.
Probably.
Do you believe that? I think that's true. Let's talk about ranching roots and appreciate what the land has to offer. Sunrises over the pasture, a day on horseback, the satisfaction of a job well done. And you know what else? A fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News, packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life.
So it seems this bride was escorted down the aisle, as is typical with a wedding, and when she reached the altar, the groom was standing there with his golf bag and clubs at his side. Yeah, that's what she said. What are your golf clubs doing here? He looked her right straight in the eye and said, honey, this isn't going to take all day, is it?
Oh, dear.
Do you suppose they went through with the ceremony?
I'm not sure what happened there, and I don't want to speculate.
Or did they call the ambulance first?
They might have had to call the ambulance.
All right. What are you going to share?
I have a piece called Still He Walked, author unknown. He could hear the crowds screaming, crucify, crucify. He could hear the hatred in their voices. These were his chosen people. He loved them, and they were going to crucify him. He was beaten, bleeding and weakened. His heart was broken, but still he walked. He could see the crowd as he came from the palace. He knew each of the faces so well, he had created them. He knew every smile, laugh, and shed tear. But now they were contorted with anger and rage. His heart broke, but still he walked. Was he scared? You and I would have been. So his humanness would have mandated that he was. He felt alone. His disciples had left, denied, and even betrayed him. He searched the crowd for a loving face, and he saw very few. Then he turned his eyes to the only one that mattered, and he knew that he would never be alone. He looked back at the crowd, at the people who were spitting at him, throwing rocks at him, and mocking him, and he knew that because of him, they would never be alone. So for them, he walked. The sounds of the hammer striking the spikes echoed through the crowd. The sounds of his cries echoed even louder. The cheers of the crowd as his hands and feet were nailed to the cross intensified with each blow. Loudest of all was the still small voice inside his heart that whispered, I am with you, my son. And God's heart broke. He had let his son walk. Jesus could have asked God to end his suffering, but instead he asked God to forgive. Not to forgive him, but to forgive those who were persecuting him. As he hung on that cross, dying an unimaginable death, he looked out and saw not only the faces in the crowd, but also the face of every person yet to be. And his heart filled with love. As his body was dying, his heart was alive, alive with the limitless, unconditional love he feels for each of us. This is why he walked. When I forget how much my God loves me, I remember his walk. When I wonder if I can be forgiven, I remember his walk. When I need reminded of how to live like Christ, I think of his walk. And to show him how much I love him, I wake up each morning, turn my eyes to him, and I walk. Again, it's called Still He Walked, and I do not know who wrote that.
Well, thanks for sharing that today. I'm going to give you some cheat codes for life here.
Oh, hey, let me get my pen and paper.
Yes, you'll want to write these down, scratch them in the dash of your pickup or something. You can't pour from an empty cup. Take care of yourself first.
Solid advice.
The best things happen when you step out of your comfort zone. Okay?
Yep, got it.
Take the risk or lose the chance. Here's something we have to figure out. The right people will stay no matter what. And one final one on that. Success is a series of small wins. And thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.